Hey guys, James here. I just wanted to jump in real quick and say that for some reason, Anchor doesn't process the audio when I have guests like their audio very well. So I would suggest that if you're not already listening to this on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcast, or Spotify, because the quality is a million times better. But yeah, I just want to jump in here and say that real quick. And thanks for checking out From the Stash Podcast.
Welcome back to another From the Stash podcast. And I'm your host, James Davis McAllister. And today I have special guest co-host Marcel Jones, aka Flow Storm, rapper, artist. He may say this is putting it a little bit too far, but he's a modern day revolutionary in my eyes. Without
Oh,
further
come on,
ado,
man.
welcome Flow Storm. Thanks for joining, man. I appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
Not a problem, man. I made that post last night and I had deleted it, which, all right, for some reference here, this I Marcel on here because I want to do an episode about the latest police brutality and Black Lives Matter, and I can't sit here and speak on it by myself. First of all, I'm a white male. I have no idea, the trials and tribulations that come with that, number one. Number two, you made a song called The Message, and it kind of went viral, and it's that in and of it.
Oh, not quite.
I mean, hey, you were on ABC News, working with Lady from The Voice. I mean, that's it impacted. And I remember, I'm kind of jumping all over the place because I'm rattling my brain here, but I remember when the riots were happening, and you'd message me when you had gotten out from jail because you had gotten arrested, and I'll let you tell your story. But and I said, or you said, man, I didn't even do anything. It makes me wish I would have. And I said, nah, man, you're better than that, dude. You got a much bigger purpose than that. And next thing you know, you're doing a speech, for your city, and it's inspiring, and it's also nice to know, because I have a 2.5-year-old daughter, man. It's nice to know that they're, the negative connotations with Black people, especially Black males, it's from my experience, it couldn't be further from the truth. But with that said, I'm gonna let you take it from here. You can touch on George Floyd if you'd like. You can touch on whatever you want. This is for my education and my white friend's education, so that we can further understand and we can be educated on this, so that this just isn't another 1960s, 1970s. So without further ado, go ahead, man.
Okay, so like the world so like was turned upside down.
Kind of lost. Oh, you're real fuzzy. Hold on. I can't hear
What about now?
you. Okay, you're perfect now.
Okay, so I feel like with the past killings of unarmed black men, people always weaseled explanations out of them. You know what I mean? Like, oh well, if he wouldn't have did this, or if he wouldn't have did that, or but the George Floyd situation, we saw it from multiple angles. There was like nothing you could argue against it. And it kind of like opened up the world's eyes. The biggest protest in human history was caused from it. And but the thing is, I mean, it sucks that it took that long. I'm glad that it did, but this shit has been happening to us forever. Like it's never stopped. You know
Right,
what I mean? Like,
since what, the late 1700s, early 1800s, when you
yeah,
guys
it
were.
has not stopped. There was slavery, then there was segregation. You know, we didn't have voters' rights. We were considered three-fifths of a person.
It's.
I know, right? I know. It
Well,
doesn't even.
even the national anthem now, man, the second stanza that they don't sing talks about the Black man being lesser than, or being lesser than eye and the foe, and they'll something under the foot of, I forget exactly how it's worded, but it's something about slave, you know, slaves and how they're not people.
Right. Right.
What are you?
It said no. It says something about there's no protection for the hireling or slave. So it's pretty much celebrating the killing of the slaves during the war. Which is, I mean,
it's inhuman. And then they get
mad that we don't want to stand for that. You know what I mean? Like, show,
I haven't,
show pride to your country.
Pledge since eighth grade, man. Eighth grade, I stopped standing for the pledge. As crazy as that sounds, it's the truth. What was that, like 17 years ago, something like that?
Yeah.
I stopped, man, because I not for that reason at all, because I'm not going to lie to you, I didn't understand the Black Lives Matter
right.
at all. I reached out to you and stuff in this recent incidents that have led up. And of course, I'm older now, too, but.
Right. But yeah.
So how does that make you feel? Like, what does that make you feel like? I'm sorry, this might be a really personal question, but okay, to literally be looked at as less than a human being, you are considered an animal. Like, what's that like, man?
I'm actually kind of proud of Black people in that regard, because there's a pretty popular video. It's the lady's, I think her name is Jennifer Jones. I can't remember her first name. She was on Trevor Noah's show. And the way she ended the video was that you're lucky that Black people want equality and not revenge.
Wow, I never thought of it that way.
Right?
But you're so right. You're so right, man. Like, you are too, because that's all you guys want. I mean, at least the people that I know. And that's
ain't
a lot.
That crazy? All these centuries of being held down, trying to justify not feeling equal, and all we want is equality, not revenge. That's crazy to me. Like, that just shows you.
That shows your humility, man.
Right?
Like,
right? But I know we're all over the place right now. So,
no, it's fine. That's fine.
400 years of slavery, or 250 years. I'm not even gonna say that. Because I don't want to be like, oh, he wasn't slave for 400 years. No, yeah. He wasn't. You're right. 250, then another 100 years of segregation. And then,
I mean, shit, still segregation now. Look at local schools, man. Like, yeah. Look at some of the inner city schools and stuff, you know?
Oh, man. With the private schools and the way that they can segregate inner city schools, it's all systemic now. But Let's get back. And then I don't know how many people know about Black Wall Street. It's become pretty popular in recent times. But Black Wall Street, it happened in Tulsa and Selma. They built a very rich Black district of just prominent business people. All this, like, just sprouting up when they finally got their freedom. And they burned that shit down. They burned it down.
Themselves or like the other people?
The other people. They burned it out because they didn't like to see Black people successful. And then there was the civil rights movement, right? So we know all that happened. The lynching, the burning of the churches, the crosses in the front yard, Emmett Hill, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, all that shit.
My history teacher made us watch, not to cut you off, made us watch a movie called Mississippi Burning. And that's where I really learned about that a lot.
Yeah. So then that happened, right? So that's just the 60s. That's what, 60 years ago? So then there was the war on drugs, in quotation marks. Reagan? Yeah, Reagan. So what they did was they declared a war on drugs. But what it really was a declare on a war on urban areas, inner city areas. Because what they did was, they super penalized crack. After peddling it to Black neighborhoods, they super penalized it, and then for like the white people drug, heroin, you know, that kind of shit, the sentences were lesser.
Oh, absolutely. I've seen it firsthand. My brother got 2 years for trafficking cocaine, and one of my black buddies got, I think, like 7.5, and he had less too. And didn't have any priors. My brother has priors.
Yeah, so they made the crack harsher because they worked with Freeway Ricky Ross. He was peddling drugs from Colombia, and the FBI and the CIA was like working with him, and they were putting in urban areas, and then
some 6ix9ine shit.
They declared the war on drugs. So that.
Why though? Like, what is the stigma with black people, man? Like, I don't get it. Like, why wouldn't they, if you're going to be here, wouldn't they want you to succeed so that we can all succeed? So then, therefore, we have a much more prosperous and better outlook
I,
of the future.
they've hated us for centuries, man, and we don't know why. So after the war on drugs, like I said, quotation mark, there was the race riots in LA. That was the 90s.
Yeah, that was early 90s, Rodney King and stuff,
Rodney
right?
King
Wasn't it?
and shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Sublime
then,
wrote a song about it.
yeah, so that's the 90s. And then the 2000s is the unarmed killing or the killing of unarmed black men. It has not stopped. And I'm gonna go back to that Jennifer Jones lady because it also ties into privilege. White people get so mad when you say they have privilege. They're like, I don't have privilege. I'm poor.
I'll be the
I
first to
suffered
admit
through
I do,
life.
man.
I've suffered through
I do.
life, all this shit. I don't have any handouts, blah, blah, blah. And what I want to say is that's not what privilege means. Privilege
Exactly.
means that all the bad things that's happening to you is not because you're white. Everybody can have a bad life, but I
Right.
guarantee it won't be because you're white. That's what privilege is.
Right. I was explaining it to my mom. She's 63. And she's not racist by any means or anything, but I was like, Mom, think of it this way. When I leave this house, I'm good. I'm fine. You know why? Because I'm white. Now, if my but now my buddy Quez, one of my black, I hate saying one of my black friends, but one of my black friends, Quez,
I get what you mean.
if he leaves the house, he's got a chance of being killed by a police
Right.
officer, Mom. Like a pretty high chance, like as opposed to me. And she's like, you know, I never really looked at it like that. I was like, yeah, every day. Just imagine.
We're not saying that you are like getting handouts and stuff like that. That's not privilege. Or shit, the wealth gap. There's all kinds of studies that they always want to bring up crime in inner city areas. There's all kinds of studies that if you commit more crime, you do. And then when you on top of that are getting persecuted quick or personally and being suspected of more crimes more frequently, then yeah, the crime numbers are going to be a little bit higher.
Well, like you said, it's
The
like manufactured too, to an
Yeah.
extent, you know, man. It is, man. The only black people that get scholarships to colleges are athletes, and let's be honest, half of those guys could give a shit less about education, right? So,
Exactly.
like, they're just going there to make that institution money, which again
Yes.
is slavery because they're not being paid. I believe they should be. So,
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
so you know,
These colleges are making billions of dollars off their jersey, but they can't make anything
You know,
on their own.
Marcel, I've never had a black doctor or a black nurse in my life, man. And I've been through a lot of doctors because I have a lot of back problems, spinal stenosis. I mean, I've been to hundreds and hundreds. And I'm sitting here thinking about it, man. And I've never had a black doctor or nurse. Like, that's crazy, man. And now that you say that, though, like, and then I put it all together, it's like, that's so true, man. It's because they aren't given that opportunity.
I mean, there's so many levels to privilege that people don't even understand. So they say slavery was 400 years ago. America's the place of opportunity, blah, blah, blah. Why can't you say that? People don't think about like the generational wealth gap. So that Jennifer Jones lady I was telling you about earlier, she laid it down in the best form I ever heard. She said, let's say you're playing the game of a Monopoly, right? And one side in 400 years straight of being able to own property. 400 years or 400 turns. 400 turns where they can own property and the but all they're earning, the side is earned property, right? So then, after those 400 years are up, there's another 50 years. That's Black Wall Street and all the civil rights that, where whenever you did build something up, it got either taken away or burned down. 450 free turns in Monopoly. How do you win the game?
You don't. You can't, man. LeBron James is a perfect example of trying to, you know. And that's why I like LeBron, you know, because you can't. You're right. It's just it's systemic. It's literally systemic down to the roots, man.
You can't win the game.
Yeah, you can't. I mean,
and so they said, why are people tearing down these businesses and just burning them down? Because they're not ours. We don't own.
And that, and a lot of it weren't even known people of those cities, though, man. You know, like, well, right. You know, I mean, I watched a lot of the live videos and stuff like that. And I'm going to be honest with you, man. I saw more white people doing it than blacks, man. I was watching.
When I got arrested at that protest, 80 to 85% white, when I went to was before white dudes.
Think about that.
Like,
it's hard for me. It literally makes my head hurt.
Percent of the protesters were white, but there was more white dudes in the cells. Make it make
sense. Right there. Perfect. Right. You can't, man. I mean, it makes sense of what you were just saying, you know, chronologically speaking of prior to this. You can't make sense of it, man, because it doesn't make sense. You're a human being, dude. And that's what I didn't get about Black Lives Matter. I'm like, what about all lives matter? Well, no, all lives don't matter because Black lives don't matter. And I didn't get that, man. Like,
right. It was never only Black lives. It was never that. It was Black Lives Matter too. And for some reason, the world doesn't seem to get that. And people, I mean, like, they act like once the civil rights movement happened, all those people were just done. Like, that's not how it goes. You can't get rid of 450 years of holding people back in 50 years.
You can't, man, because like you said, it's a trickle-down effect, man. Because, like, you know, good example, man. Like, my grandfather was successful, right? And my father was a doctor. He passed away past November. He was a doctor. My mother owns her own business, and she's an accountant and bookkeeper. Like, and her dad was an electrician, stuff like that, you know. And it's hard for, like, okay, so let's – I want to make a quick example. Okay, so let's say that somebody whose parents were literally just constantly they were part of that war on drugs, let's say. So they were in the system constantly. So this child never had any type of stability or anything like that. So they never had any money. Well, first of all, they're not even going to be able to probably go to high school. They're going to have to work to keep the light bill on, you know, number one. Yeah, number two, they have never been given that opportunity of, oh, here's a car. I'm going to buy you a car for your 16th birthday, because there was never wealth built up. There was never anything to pass down, man. You know?
Exactly. I never. Never. My parents couldn't buy me. They couldn't do it. And I know I'm just like jumping from topic to topic, but they
all. No, that's fine. That's the whole point. You're educating a lot, though, man.
They all tie it. They do. Like, this just makes me think of why can't I say white lives matter? You want to know why you can't say white lives matter? Say Irish lives matter, Russian lives matter, British lives matter. You can say all that. The reason we say Black lives matter because we don't know where the fuck we're from.
Man, that's sad, dude. That seriously gives me goosebumps.
Me and my ex did a family tree. My ex was white. Her family tree went back to the 1400s.
Yeah, mine does too.
That's as far as it can go. Mine went to the late 1800s.
That's sad, man.
That was as far as they could recover.
I'm a big buff on that, man. Like, my last name is McAllister, and we come from the Alasdair clan of Scottish Ireland. And, like, it's crazy, man, to think, like, you don't know any of that, dude. And because I take pride in that, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's really sad, dude.
Subway, or if I was in India, or if I was from Egypt or any of this and I knew this, I would say Egyptian lives matter.
Is there any type of DNA? Is there any type of like DNA that you can break it down at all? Or is like that damn near next to impossible?
They didn't record it.
Oh, true.
They didn't give a they didn't record it. I mean, my answers just couldn't even read and write.
Right.
So what were they going to record? Right. Property. So you can't find our names on any property.
That reminds me, my mom's friend, she lives in Salem, Ohio. It's right down the road, and it's Underground Railroad, one of the biggest spots in Ohio. And her house in the basement, it was all these tunnels and stuff, and you could see stuff carved into walls and stuff. I get goosebumps talking about it. It's crazy, dude. Like, I had a I was in a mental institution at one time, and I had two black roommates, and what was his name? Abraham was his name. And he couldn't read or write. And I couldn't understand that because, bro, I'm like 15 years old, right? And I'm reading, writing everything. This kid's the same age as me and did not know how to read or write. So I sat down and, you know, helped him read or write because he literally couldn't go to school because he had to help his mom take care of his brothers.
Right.
Not saying that that doesn't happen to white people too, but it's very less often. It's so less often. It's not even funny because if the government sees a white person in distress like that or a child, they'll be instantly thrown into a system.
Exactly. And then we already know. So, but all
do you think we'll ever see a change?
I think it. Okay. So, I will give props. The protesters is because so many white people are like, okay, now we understand.
Right.
Now we understand. Half the time, I don't even have the people on my post. You see, they get somebody say ignorant shit on my post, and they get destroyed. And it doesn't even have to be me.
Dude, I hear the harassment I got just for posting. I was just so ridiculous, dude.
Ridiculous.
So I can only imagine you deal with that. You deal with that times a million every fucking day. It's crazy.
Every day.
I gotta be honest, man, and I'm not tooting your horn just because you're on here. So, like, you know, I like you, man. You're a cool ass dude, man. I book you, like, I you're awesome. I love your music. I'm not even a big rap fan, but I love your music. Like, you're one of the coolest, most solid people I've ever met, dude. Like, and it's sad, man, because I think a lot of it is like, because I don't believe that racism. You're born with it. I think it's something that's taught.
Absolutely.
And I think it's sad, man. You know that. Like, people are missing out on so much, dude. Like, just so much culture, so much difference, you know, activities, funness, learning, things like that. Like, it's sad that people are so closed-minded.
They're not, No. They're not. They up of black culture. They soak that shit up. Think about it.
Well,
the way
this
dress,
is true, too.
The way you dress, terminology, the music you listen to. Hip hop is the big in the world, and it's not even close.
It's not. It passed pop. Yeah, it passed pop.
Been past pop. Look at the Billboard charts, bro. Like the top.
I gotta say, it all sucks, though, man.
It sucks.
It's it's funny you say that, and hear me out here. Do you think it's an attempt to dumb down the youth? Because if you look at like Lil Yachty, Lil Pump. Lil Uzi Vert wearing a skirt and purse. Do you think it's trying to dumb? Because I was like, there's no way these guys are big. There's no way that people listen to these guys. You know what I mean? Like
if they weren't people like Lupe and Common and Mos Def, Quali, all these other people that really like dig and make you be running their ways. They will be
it's so crazy. Like, because instead of carrying a Glock, you know, or whatever, you know, or being tough, young dude's carrying a purse instead.
Yeah.
And it's, I'm like, there's no other reason for this because I don't have a problem with the gay community or anything like that. In fact, I work with them. But like, I'm like, and I'm not even saying these guys are gay, but it's like they're trying to dumb down and take the gangster, what they think is gangster, when really, freaking train, 2 seconds. Well, what it really is. What it really is, though, It's not gangster, man. It's being tough and living, dude. Because you, it's a dog eat dog world, especially more so for those urban communities that they don't know if they're going to make it through the day. It's not gangster. It's the will to live.
Yeah.
And if they would take time to go into those communities, this is why I like LeBron, man, you know, for what he's done for Akron City right up the road from me. You know, he's sending over 400 kids through high school, college, everything, paying for everything. It's cost them millions of dollars, man. He built a school, like, and it's nice to see that, because I hate one like J.R. Smith is an example. He's a black basketball player, but he always talks all this stuff. It's like, well, dude, you're a multimillionaire, man. Like, try to, even 6'9", who isn't black, but he's tried to make differences. I've seen him stand outside of schools and hand these kids $100 bills when they come out. You know, take them out, get a haircut, get them shoes. And that is happening more. It's just, it's, I watched this documentary, in fact, Crips and Bloods, and they came together to, like, you know, provide for the community. So it is changing in a way, but, like, I wish that more of these, quote unquote, gangster rappers or whatever would, you know, go and try. But again, like you said, I mean, what can you do though? You know what I mean? Like,
it, listen, it's self that only thing that we've been taught that is important, because taught that we can be intelligent. We're not taught, you know what I mean? We can be different. Gangsta and heartless and all this, because we face so much hate now. We're so against what we came from. It's like brought hate within the own community. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Like, you,
well, and there's
you
plenty.
We whatever. It's self-hate, because it fit in with what the media and what society says is cool and whatever. We've been so down for so long, it's kind of like fitting into the club.
Got you.
So what? And so once they get out, they get rich, and, you know, the top 20%, what cool, they don't want to even deal with the anymore.
Well, understandably so, I guess. You know, if back in school, I did a report on a fellow named George Washington Carver, a black fellow. Mm-hmm. And you know, I love history, bro. Huge history buff. And all my history teachers were so awesome, because they would teach me outside the book. Well, anyways, I think he invented peanut butter, if I'm not mistaken.
He did.
And it, you know, I had to do that. I picked him as my report. They don't teach. Right. I cannot recall. What was the one? Rosa Parks. That's it.
Right.
I cannot think. And that wasn't intelligence. That was just bravery. You know, like George Washington Carver was a genius. He was a genius.
Genius. Louis Lattimore. Everybody gives credit to Thomas Edison for inventing the lamp, but they don't give credit to Lattimore for inventing the filament. Like the guts of the goddamn light bulb.
Right.
Like he invented that, but I mean, it was Edison, so.
It's crazy, because I never thought about that. The way you worded that when you said that it's self-hate. Like, I'm like, yeah, you guys really don't have many. Now with sports and stuff, but I mean, let's be honest, bro. It's one in a billion chance you're going to be a basketball player or whatever, you know?
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely. And when you read, like, think about it. We worked in fields. It was hard labor for so many centuries. That doesn't just go away. So that's why a lot of people are not going to hear this. Genetically speaking, we're superior. Like, as far as like physical.
Genes. No, you are. You're 100%.
But we were made that way. So if you look at it now, the thing most important right now is like our physical gifts. Athletes.
Yeah, they protested yesterday, man. I was kind of shocked.
I saw that. I was very proud. I was very proud that they boycotted.
Lakers and Clippers want to leave, man. LeBron said, "Like, I'm done with this, man." And that's crazy, because he was gonna win a ring.
He was. I don't blame him though. Like,
I don't either, man. It just sucks though, because you know what? Like, though the thing is, now he's just gonna be on social media. Instead, he was on worldwide TV. with a platform every night to talk on. Now he's just back to his Twitter, you know? And where's that going to get you? That's speaking to the choir. That's speaking to the choir.
It's LeBron James. It's LeBron James.
I know. I know.
It doesn't matter where he pulls from. It's LeBron James.
Well, what I mean is, like, my mom, right? She doesn't have Twitter. Most people above 40 don't have Twitter. The people that really need to hear this, the people that have control and the people that, you know, well, like, they watch cable TV. They watch the NBA playoffs, you know? I mean, tons of old white men watch it. Well, with them not doing it, like, at least it was bringing some sort of awareness to them.
Bro, a lot of them, you really think LeBron ain't still going to be on SportsCenter for his tweets?
He may be, but people don't watch SportsCenter like they do the NBA, like, finals. Could you imagine at the finals if they just put Black Lives Matter right in the middle of the court? And, like, everybody's – well, no, I mean, like, right in the middle. Not, like, on the sides or whatever. Like, right in the middle, huge. And then, like, all the jerseys had it – instead of the team names, Black Lives Matter – and the names on the back, Black Lives Matter. Like, just everything
Black Lives Matter. They don't say Black Lives Matter, but, like, it says, like, no justice, no peace, and stuff like that.
Right.
So, I mean, they're trying. I know it's just because they don't want their athletes to leave.
Especially right now, quarantine, bro. Like, think about the millions of eyeballs that were on that. Like, we were probably going to get, you know, Lakers, Clippers, Western Conference Final. Probably would have been the most all-time watch Western Conference Final of all time. Probably. And then – we're going to have, you know, Giannis and his crew from the Bucks more than likely, or Toronto again, make it to from the East. So it would have been huge because either way, it's going to be Kawhi or LeBron. So people are going to, you know, and what's sad, and I know a lot of them aren't outspoken, like Kawhi, you know, I'm not a huge fan of the guy because he's so, I mean, he had a very trial. I don't know if you know about Kawhi, his father was murdered in front of him. And like, he's so awkward and quiet. I wish there were more LeBrons. You know what I mean? Like more of him. And there are kind of it. It's just, you know, it kind of a lot of them shut up and take their check because there's millions of dollars. You know,
because
LeBron's
but
past that now.
And it's that self-hate mentality. They got the money. They don't want to think about anything else. They don't want to have to be put back in that situation because they know how much it sucks at the bottom.
Do you think
at least they could be grouped in with the rich? They're not going to be looked at as the white rich people, but they'll be looked at better than the poor black people.
Yeah, that is an interesting way to look at it. Like, see, this is why I want to talk to you. I mean, we talked prior, and I've talked to one of my bands, one that's coming out here soon enough, as soon as this COVID shit ends. The other vocalist is a black fella. Anyways, I've talked to him. I've talked to you. I've talked to all. I remember I made that huge post when the George Floyd thing happened. And I passed it by as many of my black friends as I could first. Be like, hey, man, am I saying this wrong or whatever? Because I didn't know. Because I'd never, you know, because I don't use the word. I don't say nigga. I don't. Because it's not my place to say it. I feel like it's saying the N-word. And maybe you can clarify that for me.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Don't do it.
No, I won't. No. I'm not saying I ever would. But what I mean is, like, if I can't say it, but you can, isn't that what racism is, though? You know, like, only a set group of people can say something?
Okay. All right. So let me explain that. We took a terrible word and made it cool.
That's what Shannon Sharp said. He said that. It's a term in, like, endearment, kind of.
It is.
It perpetuates the word, though, right?
We have one word. Think about that.
Yeah. No. I know.
We don't own anything else. Let us have a word.
Oh, I do.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
it's all you.
I don't think it's racist. I think it's, like, taking power back. We have one word.
Okay, so help me understand them. All right, like, I get.
I will gladly trade that word for the systemic racism.
Well, absolutely, I get it, man. Like,
if you
want to
give me privilege, y'all can have that word.
No, I don't want it. I don't want it because I think it's an evil word. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
I get National Geographic.
We made it cool. We took it and we made it cool. It is one word.
Okay, I get National Geographic, right? And there was this magazine, and it was all about black colleges,
Right.
And they all, like a lot of them got together, Howard, Southern, Prairie A&M, Florida A&M, they all got together and they put these big things in it, said the NIGGA, N with an A. And then it had an X through it and it said, stop perpetuating racism. How do you feel about that?
It is what it is. Some people feel a certain, I say it. I grew up saying it. I won't stop saying it because
right.
I believe, like I said, I believe in, we got one word. We took.
Right. No, I'm not hating. I'm just trying to understand, you know, yeah, like.
They have their opinions, man. And I understand where they're coming from. I really do. But in my eyes, we took a word that was meant to degrade us and made it a term of endearment within us.
Okay, so it's kind of like,
it's kind of like what we did with where soul food came from. Ribs, watermelon, chicken, all that stuff were the scraps and the leftovers. And we made it some of the best food on the planet. Ribs were scraps.
Right, right. I mean, they are, if you think about it, really. I mean, there's very little meat on ribs.
Yeah, they were scraps.
Same with chicken. Chicken, let's be honest.
It's not super very cheap. It is super cheap, which is why we got it. And we
So where does the watermelon come into play?
It was it's a cheap crop. It's a super cheap crop.
Gotcha. And it's so big probably, and it can yield so much food.
Yep. So we took
I never knew the history of it.
It was meant to disrespect us. They gave us the scraps, the leftovers, and we made it some of the best food on the planet.
I love it. It's like when someone makes fun of you and you just kind of laugh with them and start making fun of yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, okay, dude, I get you. Okay, that makes sense.
But it went from it was bad to now it's so popular and cool now.
I know. A lot of white people say it, man.
People are mad that they don't get to say it. I'm not saying you, but I'm not saying if you got to listen to some of the conversations. I'm going to say it anyway.
I've never been called an N-word, so I don't know what it's like to change that word. Do you know what I mean? So I cannot sit here and relate and act like I know what you're talking about, because I don't, bro. I'm full Scottish Irish.
The thing is, we've given it so much power that people are actually mad that they can't say it.
It's kind of funny if you think
it went from insulting us to it's so cool that people are mad that they can't say it.
Only in America,
right?
The hypocrisy, man. The hypocrisy. Crazy.
I want to be able to call my friends the N-word. That's crazy.
Nothing to them. Like, it means something to you. Like, it doesn't mean anything to me. Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, the only time I have a problem with it is in songs. I have what I call an encounter. And like, you see, with you, bro, you use them as what's the subject? Yeah, and subject too is like the subject of this you'll say, yeah, and my boy, yeah, and that, you know, N-word over there. You won't be like, you know, beep 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 beep. Like, I hate when songs are just so much of that. It bothers me. It really, really does. But like with you, and like I said, you're so much different. You use it in a context. There's context with it. It's right. Not just used as a filler word so that you can rhyme another word, because you have no problems making metaphors and shit.
Right.
Like,
right.
You know, the Turner, call me Turner. What is it?
I know what you're saying.
What is it?
You know, I turn her like Timmy.
Yeah, you know, I turn her like Timmy. I was like, get out of here, dude. But yeah, that's the only time I ever have a problem with it. Like, otherwise I could care less. I just never understood why it was okay for, like, you know, I watch a show called Skip and Shannon Undisputed Sports Talk Show.
Right.
And
I watch it.
Yeah. And Shannon's educated me a lot, and he kind of said the same exact thing you said, man.
We took a word that was meant to degrade us and made it so cool that people are mad that they can't use it amongst themselves.
Right. They're like, We want it back.
It's so cool. We want it back.
Okay.
That just speaks to the awesomeness of black people to me.
I got a question.
Yes.
I don't mean it like this, but like, Is white male now like a derogatory term? Is it now like the 2020 N-word?
No. First of all, nothing can be the N-word.
Well, no, I don't mean that. That's what I mean. I don't mean to compare.
They tried to say that with Karen. They tried to say that with the Karen.
Right. So you see what I mean. Right. You see what I'm saying. Because people be like, white male.
It depends on what kind of white male you are.
Makes sense.
You give the context to the word.
Yeah. Okay. I see you.
Like,
all right.
Me personally, there's niggas, my niggas, and then there's, man, look at these niggas. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, I do. I totally know what you mean.
Yeah,
like how I tell your music,
we be like, man, them some trifling niggas. You know what I mean? Like, right. there's niggas and then there's niggas. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I got you. Yeah, like it's like
you know what I mean?
it's like with your music. I'm like, dude, that's nasty. Nasty is a good nasty, not nasty is, oh my gosh, that's nasty. Her cellulite's hanging out, or oh, that's nasty, right. That it's spoiled. No, it's nasty in a good way. I got you. Yeah, there's like different connotations to it.
If you could be like this, hey bro, you'd be like, man, this white dude about to get slapped. You know what I mean? Pissing me off. Yeah.
Didn't a rapper write a song called Let the White Boy Say N-word or whatever?
Somewhere.
Yeah, I think I heard of that or what. I'm like, oh my gosh,
what pissed me
dude.
Off is probably the most. I won't say he will because no white person should say it ever. Period.
I agree.
But if there was a white, possibly Eminem, because this man has been standing up for black people for the longest.
True.
And he grew up in the hood. He has all kinds of respect.
And putting them on too.
Refuses to say it.
Doesn't MGK say it?
I don't know. I don't know. Was Nick said it?
Yeah. What's your thoughts on that? That hick hop. What do you think about that hick hop?
Trash. Trash.
I agree. Oh, 100%
trash.
Some things just don't go together, bro.
Hate it. It don't go together because we know how you actually feel about black. That's like the definition of culture vulture. You don't like us, but you want to use our music to upgrade yours. Get out of here.
I mean, if you got Darius Rucker from Hootie and the Blowfish, like somebody like that, maybe I could see it. Yeah. But like to get these white, like Billy Ray Cyrus and stuff, like probably one of the most.
Stop it.
I don't want to say he's racist because I don't know, but I would presume he is. You know,
it's like stop.
Like. Yeah, dude, what are you doing? Like, what are you, like, stop trying to make shit work that doesn't work.
Yeah. But,
hip hop.
You say you mentioned systemic racism earlier.
Yes.
And I don't think people understand how deep that goes.
They have no clue what it even means. So, yes, clarify.
This goes all the way to law enforcement, yo. The cops are literally derived from slave catchers. That's where the police force came from.
That's crazy.
People don't know that. Like,
I mean, it makes sense, though. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean,
slave catching transitioned to police.
Yeah, it's like bounty hunting.
Yes, that's literally where it came from.
So it's from an evil. It's from an evil thought, anyway, or right off the rip.
Yes. So for people to think that there's not built-in prejudices to these police departments is crazy, because the police department was started by a racist, and then the sheriffs and all that stuff that normally stays in the family. And if you're consistently teaching the same thing, because it's the same family, how can you possibly think that no police force have these prejudices anymore?
You want to know something even more wild, man? Because I was doing my research, and I think it's like one white person per six are incarcerated, per six black people, bro. Do you realize that you make up like 1/6 of comparably to the white population? You're not even like 1/6 of the white population.
But it's six times of us in the police. So that's ridiculous.
And six times more they get killed as well.
Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy.
Because people are like, more white people get killed by cops.
Yeah, because there's more white people.
But like, if you break down the numbers, it's not even fucking close.
Dude. It's not close. Or when I say black on black crime, black people kill more black people than anybody. I'm like, you dummy. White people kill more white people than anybody.
You're right.
Mexicans kill more Mexicans than anybody.
A lot of that's pocketed gang warfare. Literal, like just territory shit and stuff like that.
Yeah, you're going to kill who you're around.
Right.
Asians are around Asian people. Mexicans are around Mexican people. White people are around white people. Black people are around black people. Native Americans are around. Everybody kills within their own race more than anybody else.
Exactly. There's more.
So that argument is retarded.
Yeah, it is. I agree 100%.
No, I'm sorry. I'm trying to.
No, you're fine. This isn't. Oh, I got you. Yeah, I don't see. Yeah. Me too. My daughter. I'm trying to be more PC.
Right. That idea is ludicrous, and I hate that train of thought. Like, when somebody starts an argument with black-on-black crime, I'm automatically off-put. Like,
I roll my eyes. I instantly roll my eyes.
There's no point in even talking to you, bro. Black, like, you still own the black. Well, there's so much research out there. That point has been debunked so many times.
Sometimes I'll throw it at them. Hey, why do you think there's so much black-on-black crime? Do you want to do some research and maybe figure that one out? You'll be awfully shocked.
Like, it kills me. It kills. Or black people commit the majority of the crime. Well, when you're, it's kind of like rolling dice. Like, if you have a dice that has more sixes than anything else, there's going to be more of a chance that you're going to get a six. If the police are arresting black people more than anyone else, then yes, they're going to make up the majority of the crime numbers. It's just common sense.
You know what's crazy? One of the worst crimes of all, and I was a victim when I was 4 years old of child molestation rape. You know, there's very few black cases, black male cases.
Yeah,
it's all white fucking males, dude.
Yeah, they like, don't do it.
No, right. They don't. It's very uncommon. It's super fucking uncommon, man. And it goes back to when we first started talking, the humility, how you had said, we don't want revenge.
Yeah.
We just want equality.
That's it. And that's a crazy thought. That is a crazy thought.
Like, y'all are lion-hearted, man.
All these years of getting put down, beat up, whatever, that we would just eventually just be like, you know what, we're done. We're just smacking anybody who don't look like us. Don't do that.
Well, somebody commented.
We don't even want to do that.
Right.
Do you
somebody
know how much props a white person gets when they understand where we coming from? Think about all the times you see somebody you invited to the barbecue. We just want equality.
Well, like, when this all hit me, and I'm an insomniac, so sometimes I don't sleep. Like, I'll literally be up for like 36 hours. So I was a little emotional, but like, when it really hit me, man, and one of my buddies had reached out to me and was talking to me, and I literally was crying a little bit, man. Like, holy shit, dude. Like, I've been this ignorant for 32 years. Like, and not ignorant, but like, I did not understand. And I felt like a piece of shit for not being able to understand. And I can't empathize with you because I don't know what it feels like, but I can listen and try to help.
Well, when you're not exposed to it, I mean, no one's blaming you for exposure. The issue we have is that when we try to bring the issue to the table, it gets shut down and they tell us why we shouldn't feel the way we feel. That is the issue. And we are the only people that happens to.
Okay, I'm kind of a conspiracy theorist. I don't believe voting's real. I don't think the president's real. I don't think any of that shit's real. I literally think that, I'm just going to, real quick, the Rothschilds, if you look them up, they own every central banking system in the world except for two.
Oh, absolutely. No, don't get me.
It's never going to change. People are like, Shannon Sharpe's like, vote. Voting ain't going to do shit, bro. We had a black president. What did that do? Not a damn thing, dude. Like, so voting ain't going to do shit. Like, it's really not.
All they did was talk shit about him the whole time. And then that's all they did. Like, if you look at some of the stuff they said to Obama before he even got president, there was pictures of him in dashikis saying, go back to your country.
No, it was bad.
They said his wife looked like a man.
I was shocked. They made fun of her because he was not assassinated.
They made fun of her because we were so fat that we wouldn't work out with her, like, goal program or whatever. She was trying to get America fit. People get mad. I remember somebody getting an argument with me. Literally bad because you could not buy an extra large fry at McDonald's anymore.
Oh, Yeah, see, like, right, she was trying to make, right, she was trying to make a good, positive change, bro, because guess what? Obesity is now a disability, bro.
It is. That's crazy.
Like, I can't get disability for my legs.
You are so fat. You eat so much that you're disabled. What?
Like, how do I do this? Like, sign me up, man. I literally have spinal stenosis. My legs go numb after 10, 15 minutes of being on my feet. Hence why I booked full-time for a living prior to COVID. So, like, I've tried to get disability, man. They laugh at me, dude. They literally just, like, laugh at me, man.
But somebody who did fed themselves to near death gets it?
I know someone, my mom's friend. She weighs, like, 450 pounds. She gets it. She gets food stamps, everything.
That's crazy to me.
Well, it's like the heroin needles, bro. It's like the heroin, like here in Ohio, we have little posts so you can go get fresh needles and shoot up.
Wow.
It's just like that, man. You know what I mean? And I'm a firm believer in Darwinism, survival of the fittest.
Right.
So like, I feel like, you know, if they overdose, you shouldn't Narcan them. I've lost dear friends to it, right. You know, but I feel, you know, again, like it's Darwinism and it's like, okay, well here, we're going to give you a safe place to shoot up heroin. That's, I don't get it. Why, instead of doing that, why wouldn't you like house them or do something different?
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
I don't understand it at all. And why do, because it's, everything is money, man. You know, Western medicine, everything's all about the money. Dude. That's what it's all about. And that's why NFL will happen. They'll even, you know, Miami Dolphins said, we're having 14,000 fans. We don't give a shit what anybody says. We have billions of dollars at stake. We're playing, you know? I mean, look at UFC. They went to a fucking island, bro. Fight Island. Like, well, fuck you, America. Because I got to be honest with you, dude. Like, I'm not hip. I'm not buying this COVID shit. And, like, it's crazy. If you look at every other country, I mean, look at our show, bro. There was, what, 70, 80 people there throughout, artists, everything. There was, what, 3 people with masks on?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, nobody got sick to my knowledge or anything. Like, and if it's that bad, then somebody would have for sure 100% got sick.
Okay. I think it does exist.
Well, you know what I mean, though. Like, I don't think
I can't explain it.
I don't think it's
the reason they're making such a big deal about it. I don't think it's politically driven. I don't. I think the reason they're making a big deal about it is because they've never seen it before. So, no, it's not super deadly, but when somebody does get it, they don't have anything to treat it.
Do you remember H1N1 and swine flu? We'd never seen those before, and way more people, like, died, and we didn't do anything, you know what I mean? See, this is my problem. My problem is every other country in the world's fine, but we're not. You know, certain states are fine, but we're not. Disney World, okay, listen, when it first all happened, they shut all these smaller, like a lot of the smaller places, you know, shut down. I mean, there's no music venues left around here. Right. Like it shut what I did down. And this is my theory real quick. I believe they did it to, because what was happening with social media in the modern age of technology was you were getting a lot of independent business owners, such as myself, my mom, things like that, because it was easily accessible to advertise, etc. Well, it starts taking away from the bigger companies, you know, the corporate places. So, and it obviously got to a point where it's like, holy shit, we don't have any more auto zones anymore. They're all independent mom and pop car mechanics. Oh shit, we don't have any more. Man, McDonald's and Subway's are doing bad because we got all these mom and pop restaurants. Well, like if you go into Alliance, there's a bunch of, they're all gone, dude. Like they're all gone, man. It's only corporate shit left. So then they can offer these smaller places, hey, we'll give you a loan and bail you out. So then in turn, ultimately the bank ends up owning that company so that they can in turn, again, own all the revenue that's being made. Because I seriously think that like the town of Sebring I live in, it's all independent businesses. We have one Circle K, that's it. We have no main stream. Like a Taco Bell tried to move in and we made a huge petition and said, no, like, no, we don't want it. We have one corporate store here. It's all mom and pops, bro. That's it. That's all it is. And I think truly that's, and it did. It shut a lot of places down, dude. It really did.
I didn't even think about that. I'm going to have to research.
And then look what this vaccine, they're going to make trillions.
Oh, go ahead.
They're going to make trillions off this vaccine, bro. You know, these kids that are going back to school have to get vaccinated. And I'm sorry, man. I know, call me a Karen or whatever. I'm an anti-vaxxer. I did not get my daughter vaccinated. Well, needless to say, Her motor skills, like when the doctor, she's like, they're just light years beyond. Her growth is light years beyond. Her height up, I think like 3 months ago, she was in 96th percentile in the world for her age. And I mean, I'm 6'1", 6'2", but her mom's not that tall. I mean, my dad was like 6'3", but anyways, her speech, her motor skills, her teeth, her hair, her nails, everything. And the doctor had even said, because we switched doctors, I found an independent doctor and stuff that wouldn't shove these, you know, vaccines. And she said, you know, I've seen both ways. I've seen them do miracles. I've also seen them, you know, she's like, there's a reason that autism is one out of every 100 kid now. It's because of a lot of, the, I mean, there's mercury and shit in those vaccines. So I think that that's, me and my brother call it autism juice, like literally. And they're giving all these kids this you know, a vaccination or to go back to school and whatnot. And I told my mom, watch the mortality rate. Watch what happens. And you're going to be, holy shit. It's going to be, I don't know where it's going to happen. At probably someplace we never even hear of. You know, like a Philadelphia that's, I mean, because Philadelphia is pretty run down. Like somewhere right. Like that in an urban, back to systemic racism at a black school is where it'll happen. So we won't ever get wind of it or whatever, but I feel like it's a form of population control in a way. Now, if you get your kid vaccinated, whatever, teach their own, you know. I just did my research, and I don't want medals and, you know, and my daughter or whatever. I truly think that that's – again, call me conspiracy theorist, whatever, but I do a lot of research and stuff, and I forget what it's called, but this whole thing that's happening right now, it was a global initiative started in like the 80s or like early 90s. I'll send it to you after we're done. And basically what it is the whole world kind of came to an agreement and I can't remember the name of it. Anyways, what it is like population control. And it specifically states that it will control poverty. Poverty will no longer exist or whatever, you know? And like they talk about the measures they're going to take and the steps and things like that to – basically they said to cleanse the earth. And this is a NATO meeting. This isn't like a secret meeting or anything. Like it's all out there. I forget it's initiative. I can't 3120 or something like that. And it's really eerie when you read it, even if you don't believe in the shit, it's like, this is real. It's not fake. Like, I mean, you can watch YouTube videos of it and everything where they break it down even more. And that's what I think COVID's somewhat of a part of that, if that is real. Irregardless, I think it was a way for banks to just take back over a lot of these markets they were losing. You know what I mean? My mom does taxes, and it's the last thing I'll say. She had a lot of farmers, right? Dairy farmers. Well, Walmart has now started dairy farms, and she has one dairy farmer left. Right.
Crazy. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I was just making sure you were here.
Yeah, it's going on.
Like I said, I'm going to have to do more research on that.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we're over an hour already.
That's crazy. But, yeah, I wanted to get more into just a little bit more.
Yeah, go ahead. No, you're fine.
What it is to be a black person. Like, people think, you're talking about the police or stuff like that. People don't understand, like, the everyday things. Like, right.
Locking the doors when you walk by them.
I'm articulate. I was told that I don't talk like I'm black. I talk like a white person. That's happened to me.
I disagree.
All through my life. Because I can speak.
Right. Right. I get it. Right. I get it.
I use what they say are big words, I guess.
Right. So you have a large
diction. Yeah. So apparently black people can't speak eloquently. Like, people don't understand the backhanded, like, that's like an insult.
That's extremely racist in of itself. Or my friend, you won't know he's black. He acts just as white as I do.
Yeah.
That's extremely, that might be more fucked than anything. Yeah, like.
Yeah, people don't understand.
So that's right there saying that black people are not equal.
Yeah, because black people can't speak intelligently.
Tell Candace I didn't know Hobson.
You
were black
when I heard you on the phone, because you sounded like intelligent. Like, that's an insult in itself. Or people touching your hair. like that kind of stuff. Oh, it looks so soft. Don't fucking touch my hair. You know what I mean?
Right. I'm not a zoo animal. Like, Jesus, exactly. Dude.
Exactly. I just want to touch it. Or, I mean, it's just, it's so many little things.
Don't forget when you walk by cars, they lock their doors. Or if you're walking on a sidewalk, they'll go to the opposite side of the sidewalk.
Other side of the sidewalk. When you walk into a grocery store, they follow you.
Restaurant, you have to wait to get your drinks.
And trying to see if you need anything, but they ask you like 3 or 4 times if you're okay. I'll tell you about a situation that happened. I was in a van. It was 2 white people in the van and me. I was the only one asked to get out, and I was the only one searched.
That happened with me and my buddy Quez, bro. There was 3 of us. He's the only one that got searched, man.
And I wasn't even driving.
Neither was he and neither was I. But, yeah, they didn't even search me, man.
Yeah. Like, and they told one of the other people that were in the car, they said, make sure that if there's something in the car, you don't try to take credit for him.
There's so many videos on YouTube of cops planting drugs, man, like on yeah. Black people and shit. It's disgusting, bro. I'm going to say this real quick. Anyone who wakes up in the morning and puts that badge on and swore to that oath to uphold the laws, which are not only unjust, they're fucking inhuman, is not a good person. There are no such thing as good cops. I'm tired of people saying it, dude. No.
Or this whole Blue Lives Matter shit. First of all, nobody's blue. Like, who the fuck is the avatar?
Right, they chose to get a gun and badge. And, yeah,
you chose to be a cop. I didn't choose to be black. You know what I mean?
It's like, sad. It's sad, Flo. Like, it's sad, man. I tell my mom this all the time. Like, when my mom passes, I'm out of this country, bro. I'm gone, man. I'm fucking gone, dude. I don't want my daughter to be. It's so fucked up, man.
And you know what's crazy? Because, you know, music, so I know a lot of people like overseas and shit like that. Like, I just do.
Same,
and,
right.
And they're just like, that shit's just, it's not there. Like, if a black and white couple was walking together, it's not even a thought. You know what I mean? It's not like, oh, she's a white girl with a black dude. You know what she's about. Like, that shit doesn't happen.
Right. My fiance, she's got mixed nieces. I don't know if that's the correct term. Yeah, mixed three mixed nieces and a mixed nephew, and she stayed. Serenity is the one girl's name. She stayed the night the other night, and I have a mixed cousin as well, Joey, beautiful girl, and I think they all are, honestly. But my mom's like, oh man, I feel so sorry for her, and I was like, why is that, mom? She's like, look how beautiful she is, and just because she's not, you know, she's mixed or whatever, you know, she's gonna have, you know, issues in this country. Yep. And it's sad, man.
Yep. Yep.
It's sad.
Like, you know it's sad when France and Britain and shit is doing Black Lives Matter more than America with no argument.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. There's nobody really protesting against Black Lives. They don't even understand why saying that triggers anyone. If all lives matter, why does saying Black Lives Matter piss you off?
Right. Because it's against our agenda.
Yeah. Yeah. And you wasn't saying all lives matter before Black Lives Matter.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, no, exactly. No, you're exactly right.
And when people say it's not an argument, it's 100% is. It 100% is.
There's no comparison because you're the only life that doesn't matter, bro. Like,
where was that all lives matter people at? The skateboard got shot.
I mean, where's that all lives matter when, like, you got, like, if you go to Flint, Michigan, which is predominantly black, they don't have safe drinking water. Like, where's your all lives matter? Yeah, where's your all? Yeah, exactly, dude.
If all lives matter,
went to Philadelphia for a concert once, right? And bro, I'm not gonna lie to you, man. That I probably saw well over 500 homeless people, like, and they were in like this area where the Rocky statue is and stuff. And 90% of them were black, man, and a lot of them were young kids. It was sad as fuck, bro. Like, where you at for that? Where all lives matter there when you got a 3-year-old toddler running around in a diaper in the middle of the winter?
Where you at? You don't
because you it. Killed you killed his parents.
You don't see it. You're like, only saying that because you don't want anybody to be on black people's side. And it's sad that that. You,
why are people so resistant to grow and learn and
don't know.
And evolve?
Don't know.
I don't get it.
I don't know. I don't know. I have never tried to tell somebody why they shouldn't feel the way they are if they feel disrespected. I'm at least going to try to understand you.
Same here, man. I respect the hell out of that, dude. Like, I really, truly do, dude. Like, because I'm the same exact way. I'll listen to you. Like, even if I completely 100% disagree. Like, I've heard arguments where pedophilia is it's a disease and da-da-da. And I've listened to the arguments. Do I agree
and
with
then
them?
I'm like, you're trash.
No. Right, yeah, you're yeah,
you're trash.
Well, now but I know I to never communicate with you again, but yeah, like.
I'm not going to get. Why does it make you so angry that a group of people is saying, stop killing us?
Because it's programmed into them, I guess, man. I don't know.
Stop killing me. That's all we're asking.
People,
look,
you know,
they are killing us.
People like to stick
there
up.
There was a white kid that literally told the cops, I just killed two people.
Yeah, they let
and
him go.
They let him go home.
Mm-hmm. What about old boy that shut up that theater with the Batman, what's it called, with like 19 fucking different semi-autos?
Didn't they give him Burger King?
They didn't. He didn't get shot once. Or
they
nothing.
Took him to Burger King.
Yeah. In fact, they did.
Dylan Roof. They took him to Burger King.
Yeah, James Holmes. Another one.
That's crazy. Why wasn't Ted Bundy killed? Why wasn't Jeffrey Dahmer killed?
Well, they were in jail.
They were in jail.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. I know what you mean, peacefully. Though.
Yeah,
there's this video I'm going to send you. This kid tried a school shooting. It's on YouTube. And he's a white kid. And, I mean, he's got full body armor on, shotgun and everything. Guess what they do to him? They just tackle him. Yeah, if that was a black kid, they'd have lit, they'd have lit him up like the 4th of July, dude.
They shot Tamir Rice within seconds. Less than 20 seconds.
That was the little boy in Cleveland, right, with a toy gun or whatever.
Yeah.
Man, you know, I feel so bad for that little kid because it was quite obvious he was never told, hey, son, you shouldn't be playing in a park with that. That still does not warrant any reason. First of all, cops wear Kevlar armor, number one. Number two, they could tell it was a young kid. Number three, like, dude, why are you so anxious to pull that trigger, man? Like, who pissed in your Cheerios?
Or Philando Castile. He tells the cops that he has a permit. And he has a gun in the car. They tell him, don't reach for it. He goes, all right. And they say, get your license out.
Oh, God, yeah, I know the one you're talking about. Oh, my God, yeah.
And they shoot him. And his kid is in the backseat.
Didn't they shoot him in the face?
Shot him face, chest. It was a couple.
Because I think I saw a raw video of it or whatever, and I just remember his cheek. It's just, it's so disturbing. Listen, this is what I told my mom. In order to be a police officer, A, you need to go to law school for 4+ years and know every law in and out. B, you do not carry a firearm. And if you do carry a firearm, you have to go through all kinds of specific training. Like, preferably, you go through a mental evaluation every morning, every evening you leave. If there's any sign of racism or aggressiveness, boom, nope, you're gone. No ifs, ands, buts about it.
Bye.
Like, why is every other country not have these problems? I don't get it.
Because their cops go through extreme training.
That and they don't have guns. Denmark, they don't carry guns.
And they don't carry guns.
London, they don't carry guns.
And they like, well, what if somebody da, da, da. There is no kind of aggression like that because there's no, they don't need it.
Well, like you said, like I, this kid on this comment on that, he's like, well, we should just start taking them out. That's the only way it's going to change. I was like, bro, two wrongs don't make right. You start killing cops, you're going to regret that because what's going to happen, man, is they're just going to come take your families out. You don't want to do that. It only proves their point that you're less than human. What, by you just wanting to be equal, like you had said at the beginning, that just shows how much bigger person and how much better of a person you are. Like, it's not going to get anybody anywhere to kill some cops. I mean, do I think it should happen? Yeah, I think a lot of them probably should be. But that's besides the point. Who am I to judge and say who needs to die and who doesn't?
Like I said, that goes back to the revenge thing. Because nobody wants to talk about it, But honestly, the only way that this will be exactly equal is if we had 450 years of destruction and terror and times where we could only own property. That's the only way it would be.
Oh, dude, us white boys, us white folks aren't cut out like that, man. We'd be bitching. Dude, we wouldn't survive, bro. Back to the Darwinism, nah, man. Us white folk ain't surviving that.
It won't happen.
I got to be honest, bro.
We're not those type of people. We would never do that.
Like, I didn't realize.
Because we want reparations.
You should definitely be given the same opportunities as a white person, man. Like, I don't understand. I just don't get it, man, and I never will. I'll never understand.
What's another argument? Affirmative action. If a black person, people are dumb because if you actually do your research, the people that benefit from affirmative action the most are white women because they're technically a minority.
Right, right.
White women benefit from affirmative action, a program that was built for black people more than anybody. How crazy is that?
Well, it was obviously systemic and was put there for a reason. You know what I mean? Like, how can we get around giving females, white females, these rights, these laws, whatever, but without doing it for the black people? How can we do this? Well, let's just make it look like it's better, whatever. You know, it's, and what's crazy, man, is like, I was lied to my entire life, you know, by teachers, everyone, like TV, and when you get that dose of reality, man. And I don't want to be like a Debbie Downer or anything. It's depressing, dude. Like,
and what's another thing they say? They say that we're on welfare and we're milking the system. Well, they don't realize that poor white people use the goddamn welfare system more than anybody.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, I know just as many. And, of course, I know more, but that's not the point. The point is that
it's not even close.
Yeah, like we can reverse those numbers and say it's like 10 white people to one black person. Because listen, a lot of times black people don't have IDs or birth certificates or ways to get to these fucking places, bro. They just don't, man, because they've never been handed that down in their families and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's why I've gotten to see you doing well. And
my grandparents knew they were not financially educated,
right?
Like that, because it just wasn't a thing. It was find a way to survive.
That made me think. Maybe we'll see a change then in like, you know, the next 30 to 60 years, because maybe we'll see that trickle down like with your kids. You know, you're a hardworking guy, man. You know, you got your shit together. You'll be able to pass down a little something, buy them that, help get them that car at 16 and things like that. So, and to my business partners, here we go. Blah, 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 friends are black fellas. But anyways, they got families. Well, they, you know, they're good guys, man. Like they take care of their own, and they're building up a future for them because they finally somewhat can. So hopefully that trend kind of continues, and with more people like you, because I mean, you haven't even, you're just a blip on the radar right now, man. But it's like keep up with what you're doing, man, and the differences in your music and the messages and the styles and. I mean, the sky's the limit, dude. Like, in all honesty, man, like my friend David, shout out David, he was just like, bro, I couldn't believe it, because he was supposed to be the first time he played, and he's like, dude, he's like, you weren't lying. I was like, I know, man. Like, it's certain like, because you're who the youth and shit's gonna listen to, man. Like, they're gonna listen to you, dude. Right. You know, like, because you're what's hot, you're what's cool, like, you know, and. Because much more on a local level, I tend to notice that people will follow and mock and learn from those around them than those who they see on TV and things like that. So
I hope so.
Oh, it's a fact. It's 100% fact, man. You're grinding, dude, and kids are going to see that. I mean, after every show that I used to have at Jupiter, man, I had a guy named Ike, shout out Jerry. Every time he played, man, he'd bring huge crowds. I'd have tons of his little – followers and you know, friends of family and stuff like that in my inbox. Hey man, can I play the next show and stuff? Like, you know, and I know you're inspiring other people. You're inspiring David. I mean, you know, right when he got, he's like, I got to get a song out, man.
He was like, I got a what?
I got to get a song out. He's a really, really good rapper, dude. Like, he's really, really good. Very smart, very articulate, but he's scared. You know what I mean? And you inspired him a lot. And he's like, man, I got to get something out, dude.
Well,
That's great to hear. Tell him he can inbox me anytime.
I did tell him that, actually, man. I was like, inbox him, bro. Like, I'm sure he talked to you, answer you, whatever. Show you some shit, whatever you wanted. Speaking of, you got a new CD dropping here soon?
I'm still working on it, man.
New EP?
Other than that last CD, I have so much stuff going on. Like with the documentary that just got accepted into the film festival. So,
Sundance or something?
Huh?
Like Sundance or like a different like type, just like a film fest of whatever.
A random film festival.
That's awesome, dude.
Three of them though.
See?
Apparently it's like really hard to get into one.
Bro, film festivals are like huge.
Yeah. So what we're trying to do is, because it's been accepted in three, we're going to make like an IMDb page for it and really like a website and all kinds of stuff. Because you get laurels when you're accepted into a film festival. You get these stickers. And the more stickers you get, the more appealing your film looks to like big financial investors and distributors.
I was going to say, package it with the CD, bro. Make it a package deal, man.
I'm going down to Fort Wayne this weekend. And we're going to do a supplemental interview and take some supplemental pictures. We're going to really push this film because... We didn't expect it. I mean, we did the little mini documentary, but like we didn't expect it. We had just dropped it just so people could see it. We was just like, hey, let's just tell you a story about how you got arrested, stuff like that, whatever. And release it around the same time that we dropped the message and see what happened. So that was just circulated. And like I said, hit the news and all this and all that. And then this guy hit me up and was like, hey, I am a reviewer.
You cut out a little bit right there.
He said, I'm a reviewer for the Hobnobbing in Fort Wayne, and that's their big film festival.
Right.
It's a pretty known film festival in Fort Wayne. Like if you're in the film or you're doing anything with that, you know what the Hobnobbing is. Like that's a big goal. So he told me you should submit. I know it's past the deadline. But I'll email these guys and see if they'll let you do like a last minute submission. So he emailed them and they hit him back and he was like, all right, but he just has to have it turned in by the end of the week.
See, so man.
Yeah.
I'm not ass kissing, but I'm serious. You have it. My mom always told me I have it. What it is, I don't fucking know, man. But like, you got it, dude. Like, you have a lot of work to do, man. And in that documentary, just like that alone, it's going to inspire so many people, dude. And people are going to see through your eyes and know that you're not. Because another thing I hate about rappers is fake rappers, bro.
Yep.
And you're not, man. You walk what you walk and you talk what you talk, dude. Right. And I mean, I didn't know all that, dude. That's huge. Yeah. What's it called? Do you have a title yet? The Message?
No, it's called The Voice of the Voiceless.
Voice of the Voiceless. Did you listen to that song, Voice of the Voiceless, I sent you from Fire from the Gods? Or read the lyrics? I did hear that.
But
isn't
we had
that
already
insane?
I say that in the message.
No. I'm just saying the lyrics to that song written 3 years ago. The bottom stanza is choke a brother to death and public for everyone to see, fill his headlines up with his criminal history, something divide, unite a nation, something like that. But it's all like so relative to now.
Right.
It's just crazy. So obviously that must have been about the fella in New York, maybe with the cigarettes. But
Eric Garner.
Yes, Eric Garner. Because their vocalist, Fire from the Gods vocalist, is a black man. So like, when I heard that, man, I was like, what the fuck, dude? He's like a time traveler. It's crazy, and that's awesome. Voice for the Voiceless. That's exactly what you are, bro. Exactly what you are.
So like I said, it hit the. He told us to submit it to the Hobnobbing, and so the guy who made the film for me is like, well, shit. If I'm going to submit it to the Hobnobbing, I'm going to submit it to a whole bunch of other film festivals and just see what happens.
Hell yeah.
Right? So we're 3 for 3 right now. It's the.
Have you tried South by Southwest down in Texas? Have you tried that?
I have not yet. But like we had the Our Voices Film Festival in Vancouver. We got accepted to that one. We got accepted to the Liftoff Festival. It takes place in LA and London.
Do you have dates?
I do.
Because I can make you up a little flyer, just like a little mock flyer for you to have, so you have the dates of the release, dates of the
I'll talk to Greg, but I'm pretty sure he's going to go over a lot of that with me on Saturday. And then when I get those dates, because I'm going to ask him, because I'm annoying. He knows that I am. so I'm going to ask him, and he's going to tell me, or I'm going to bug him until he does.
Attaboy.
He knows it. I'm so annoying. So
that's what you got to be like with me sometimes, because, dude, I do 90 things at once, and I'll forget, right. Bro.
Right. So he just submitted it to, like, I don't know, like 15 festivals.
So you got some good people behind you, too, man. That's good to hear.
That's good.
I know old boy that connected us. What was his name? Brian? What was his name? He said he was, like, your manager or something at that time.
David,
yeah. Yeah. He's the one that told me to get a hold of you or whatever, and I did. Yeah. And I'm glad that I did. David, you still talk to him?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. David's my
shout out, David.
We're really good friends now.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. Although he didn't. Although he was supposed to give me an artist on the festival, David. Nah, it's all good though. It's all good.
I don't know.
It's a hell of a drive. No, it's none of your business. You don't know none about that. You're just the artist, man.
I forgot.
Cult Fest is what that is. Yeah,
I'm on that.
Yeah. Right. What it was a show trade, and right. I don't know what the COVID stuff. They had to change the dates, and I don't know if he's busy like I am. I get it. You know,
David's super busy.
I get it.
But what was I saying? So he was like, "Well, shit, let's not just stop at the Hobnob, and let's try as many festivals as we can." So I found out a couple days ago that we're 3 for 3 right now. So he was like, okay, so I think we just dropped this documentary perfect timing, because, I mean, it's just being accepted by everything. So he was like, can you come up Saturday? We'll take some new pictures, do a new interview. We'll try to do a website. We'll create an IMDb page.
Not to interrupt, what kind of documentary? Is it like a music documentary, or is it like an actual?
Because it talks about me being how I got arrested.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tell that story, like what actually happened in Fort Wayne, because national news and local news are completely different.
I know. Because I know.
After what happened in Fort Wayne, somebody, I can't remember the girl's name, apologized for all the protesters.
Wow.
So in the eye of the national media, it looks like all these protesters got out of hand and they apologized and stuff like that. But in local, like where I'm from, we know what actually happened. And what was happening was the cops was just running up and snatching people up off the street, shooting tear gas at whoever they can, macing everybody. I saw a baby get maced. Random people getting tackled, people that wasn't even at the protest got arrested. It was like 100 people that got arrested that weekend. And we had to stay in a cell. They kept the temperature to like 50 degrees. We didn't get a blanket. We slept on like these mats, and we had to use the mats.
So yeah, I did it when I was in jail.
But I was just Facebook Live in the event. I got tackled, I got kneed in the ribs, and then I was told to enjoy the tear gas when I was in the back of the car. I had just bought an iPhone 11 like 2 weeks prior to that. They took it out of my pocket and said, is this a gun, and tossed it. That phone's gone. So, and I had just paid off my last phone and bought that phone. So that was like $700.
Yeah, dude, you got a much more level head than I do. I'd been finding out where old boy's family lives and himself, dude. No joke. And I know that that's not the right thing to do. You're doing the right thing, but I can't imagine how you felt and still feel, man.
Oh, it
makes my heart race.
I'm still mad about that phone.
Well, just the whole situation, man.
So they were so they put us in the cell. They didn't give us masks. This was when the COVID thing was like at scary points.
Right.
You know, when people were really freaking out. And so one of the CEOs came up, and I was like, hey, man, you guys got masks. Can we have a mask? And the dude fake coughed into his mask and laughed at me. So, yeah, dude,
see,
it was
crazy. Oh, man, I'm not going to say it. I was going to say it.
What was I going to do? We were in the sale.
Nothing. There's nothing you can do, man. Because there's nothing you can do.
Hands up. those CEOs, they have unlimited power.
Oh, I know.
Behind those closed doors. But out in the world, they're nobodies.
I know. That's what I was going to say, man. I'd love this. Sometimes I just wish I could just like see them in a dark alley without their badge. But then again, you know, what's that going to do? You know, it's not going to prove anything. I wish karma were real. I don't believe in karma, but if karma were real, those guys would get it.
So there's nobodies. There are nobodies outside of the,
I agree.
Outside of those doors. So that's why they act the way they do. They're nobodies.
Waste of air. They're a waste of oxygen is what I call them, dude.
There are nobodies outside of those doors. So
they, and Robert E. Lee was their heritage, God damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if that's your heritage, then you're a sick son of a bitch, dude.
Yeah. So, we did the documentary, and I had already done the message too. So we paired those together, like,
yeah, hand in hand. I mean, the music video is a documentary.
Yeah, show me in the studio, how I was recording the song, show me talking to people, all this, all that. That's how we did it. And we just put it out there, and when Morrison, the guy who helped me record it, he has a lot of connections in Fort Wayne and stuff like that. So he hit up a studio guy who works at NBC in Fort Wayne and was like, hey, man, you think, you know, we can get some news, press, whatever. And so when he told them about the story, they like jumped at it. Like, they messaged me immediately. It was like, we would love to interview you, blah, blah, blah. There was a lady from South Bend, drove like an hour and a half just to interview me at the park.
Well, bro, who else is doing it? Huh? Mainstream artists aren't even doing what you're doing right now, man.
Right.
You're literally out there writing, performing, being proactive in a humane way, in an adult-like way, in a manly way, and you're getting the message across, you're still making your music, and yet you've gone through all this, and yet you're still the same person you were. You just want that equality.
Yeah.
And, yeah, man, I'm excited for you, dude. You deserve it, man. You really do.
I appreciate that, man. So, yeah, that's the next step. While I'm still writing music and, you know, performing and doing all this, we're going to see what happens with this film. So I'm like super excited about that, because I was excited about being on the song with Brooke Simpson. I was like, oh, that's dope. And now I'm excited about this. I'm like, this is dope. So it's just a whirlwind of stuff.
And people, yeah. And people, I mean,
don't even understand what, like, I was dealing with in my personal life. A week before getting arrested, because I had been staying with my ex and I decided I couldn't live here anymore. And so I was homeless for like a week.
That sucks,
so,
man.
So I was staying at a weekly hotel, whatever. And then while I was in a hotel, my account got wiped out by that ex. So I had no phone, nobody.
Write a book.
I should. I was lucky.
For real.
I was lucky that I had a extra account that I had just opened that she didn't have access to. It had $90 in it. And I used that money to keep buying cabs to get to work. And so that's how I didn't lose my job.
Future reference, man. I'm throwing this out on the table. If something like that ever happens again, don't ever hesitate, man.
So, like, that was crazy. So I'm actually starting over. Actually, so when I'm like, hey, can I get a ride to the show, whatever, that's because I don't have a car. I gave her that. I didn't have a place. I recently just got a place. So with all this going on, being arrested, having to worry about the court case, all this, I had to worry about where I was gonna stay, you know what I mean? So
yeah, man, it's back to the Darwinism, man. You're you know, your survival of the fittest. You're obviously the fittest of the fittest, dude. And people need to hear those trials and tribulations. And like, you're sitting here laughing and stuff. And like what I saw you the other weekend, you're all smiles, man. You're such a positive energy. And like, you know, with all those stories and stuff, typically, I mean, I know myself, I'm kind of a Debbie Downer. I try not to be in front of people and stuff, but like, people need that ray of sunshine, especially the Black culture and more so the younger. So they have something that they can look up to, be happy about. Not, I don't know, you may think I'm just blowing smoke up your ass, but again, man, you'd be shocked at the amount of people that you affect.
That's pretty dope, man. Thank you.
Yeah, man. No problem, dude. I appreciate, like, I made you the Ohio Artist of the Week and Ohio Music Scene Artist of the Week. And somebody's like, but he's not from Ohio. I was like, I don't give a shit if he's from Ohio or not.
I appreciate
that's not the point. But we are over an hour and a half.
Okay.
And I have to finish recording another podcast.
All right.
Is there any last things you want to say? Okay, first, how can people find you?
I am literally on every social media platform. My music is on every streaming site except for Pandora, because Pandora's shitty.
You can, in fact, just Google Flowstorm, Flostorm, and boom, all this stuff pops up.
Everything. So,
and listeners, I suggest you check out the song Drop Top, Melanin, Raptor, and The Message. Those are my four right top right now.
Those are good.
But I won't lie, I haven't listened to the whole album with Drop Top Melanin. I listened to almost the whole thing, but not the whole thing yet. But for listeners, those are four songs you can't go wrong with to get you into them. They're all different. They're all unique. And once again, thank you for educating not only myself, but you know, I think my crowd's like 65-70% white, so they need to hear things like this too, you know, to under whether they want to or not, they need to at least try to understand where you're coming
from. Try to listen.
Right.
Don't approach it with a closed mind. Just try to listen to what I'm saying. Like, you could talk to any of your black friends, and I guarantee you they're going to have a police story or some kind of story where they were judged because of the color of their skin. All of these people can't be wrong.
Right. Open your eyes, folks. Like, honestly, like, you got to open your eyes and see. Like, I know this educated me a lot talking to you, and I thought I knew more than I knew, and I didn't, obviously. It's – and I didn't bring up the shooting. Jacob – what was his name? Jacob
Blake.
Jacob Blake. Rest in peace. Yeah. I didn't want to glorify the cop. That's why.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? I don't – you know what I mean? Like, right. So I didn't want to – talk about it and to that extent, but
it took me a couple days to even speak about that because I was so angry.
Yeah, I saw Doc Rivers, the coach of the Clippers, just break down and lose it.
Yeah, so
but once again, thank you, Marcel.
No problem,
Flowstorm. I appreciate you, man.
Absolutely, thank you.
Peace out, man.
Yep.
Man, that is why I like you, because you ain't afraid to jump in and dive into some of these topics, especially being from the other side of the fence. The fact is, it doesn't make you uncomfortable to talk about these issues and get your guests on. That's what separates you from a lot of other people, because some people, they don't want to sit down and talk about these very issues. And you get guests on, man. Your podcast is going to be a household name at the rate you're going. So keep up the good work, man. Keep getting these guests on and keep having a wide variety of subjects to talk about. Hopefully one of these days I'll be like you.